Right back here on the Peter Egg Radio Show, thanks to our friends over at Gordo's Taco Shop, 3015 South LaFountain Street. In Kokomo, Indiana. Try the carne asada. Try anything over there. There's seasoned grilled steak called the carne asada. You'll love them. Also, try anything with the refried beans. It doesn't get any better than that. Refried beans are my favorite. Not Jenny's as much, but they're mine. So again, try them out. Thank them for being good friends of Attaboy Productions Incorporated. You've heard a lot about this immigration bill, this Gang of Eight immigration bill. Can I tell you my favorite part? There are so many great parts of this. I mean, establishing a permanent voter group for the Democrat Party, that's huge. I mean, that's one of my favorite parts. But let me tell you, it's hard to say it's the best part. Because I'll tell you what else. This thing is 844 pages, which simply guarantees... You know what it guarantees. Simply guarantees that we're going to have, well, much like Obamacare, all of this stuff that we just slowly discover over time. And it just keeps getting better and better. But let me tell you, at this point, what I find to be the best part. You know how the whole agreement is that there's going to be this pathway to citizenship and everything like that, but then the payoff for conservatives, for Republicans, is, well, there's going to be increased border enforcement. Mm-hmm. Increased border enforcement, you say. So what happens if, just like every other attempt at immigration reform, the actual enforcement of border law, the rule of law, if it doesn't happen? Oh, well, this bill addresses it. And Marco Rubio, Lindsey Graham, John McCain, Jeff Flake. By the way, Mr. Rubio, does not help your presidential aspirations if you're signing off on an amnesty bill with Lindsey Graham and John McCain. Nonetheless, this is what is... Well, there's a provision in there. Just in case the grand efforts at securing the border don't work. You can see this thing being hammered out late at night as they're working on this tough bill. Page 14, section 4 of the bill says that if the Department of Homeland Security certifies that it, quote, has not achieved effective control in high-risk border sectors during any fiscal year beginning before the date that is 5 years after the date of the enactment of this act, not later than 60 days after the date of certification, there shall be, are you ready for this? Here comes the big whopper of a check. Big whopper of a consequence. If the border is not secure within 5 years, if at any time in that first 5 years the border is not secure, the law demands, just going to read this to you verbatim, there shall be established a commission to be known as the Southern Border Security Commission. Boy, if that doesn't strike the fear of God into your heart, I don't know what does. Conservatives, I don't know what you're all worked up about this immigration bill. Sure, you're going to have 12 million new Democrat voters. Sure, you will have paved the way for others to break the law. Sure, you've trampled those immigrants that did it the right way and followed the rules that you set up, because they love this country and wanted to be here. Sure, all of that's happened. Oh, but there's more. Yeah, there's plenty more. The Southern Border Security Commission. It's just, and they think that this is going to be the great... Well, we're serious, see? We're willing to set up a commission if we don't enforce that border. If that isn't proof to you that this is going to work exactly like all of the other things, that the liberals get their way right away, conservatives are told they're going to get their way down the road, and it never happens. Now, the six-member commission on border security would be appointed to each by the president and by the leadership in the House and the Senate. The primary responsibility of the commission would be to make recommendations to the president and to Congress on policies to achieve and maintain the border security goals specified. Is there anybody who really thinks that all of this is worth it? That honestly believes any of this is going to work? I mean, do you think members of Congress really know how ridiculous this all is? The great consequence for breaking the laws of the country, coming into the border illegally, are that you get a pathway to citizenship. That's the consequence, meaning you're paving the way for many more to come. In the same way, why would they wait in line, pay all of the fines and the fees? I was talking to a colleague of mine who's married to a woman who was not a Filipino, who was not an American citizen. He said, look, she's gone through this, the whole process. We've paid incredible amounts of money. She's done it the right way. What is she supposed to think when she turns and sees this? What's he supposed to think when he turns and sees this? Now, in case you were worried about the sustenance and the survival of the members of the commission, the bill says the members of the commission will be allowed travel expenses, including per diem, in lieu of subsistence rates. That's what's provided for federal workers. So they're going to be well taken care of. And I know your primary concern was the members of this committee. The members of this commission to deal with it. Let me be the first to say, what a big bunch of hooey. Gonna form a commission. It's like the United Nations.